Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, 51551, if you want to contact the programme, a Sinn Féin motion to pay student nurses and midwives passed the Dáil this afternoon. The proposals called for the immediate reintroduction of healthcare assistant pay rates and dismiss the offer of a €100 payment per week as inadequate. I'm joined now by David Cullinan, who's Sinn Féin Health spokesperson. David, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
The motion passed, not by vote per se, but because the government decided not to oppose it. Can you tell us exactly what was in the motion, though?
I can, and I first of all, Cormac, want to acknowledge and I want to welcome the fact that our motion was not opposed. And I think it's an important first step for those student nurses and midwives that there will be a recognition from government that something has to be done. And it's I suppose it offers a light of hope. Essentially what the motion called for was two things. A short-term solution, a temporary solution to be put in place to deal with the pandemic situation, but also a permanent solution to be put in place as well for student nurses and midwives. And we have two categories. We have the fourth-year interns, and then we have the first, second and third years. And what our motion called for in the first instance was for the report that has not yet been published that recommended the €100 to be published. Elements of it was leaked, but the full report has not been published. I hope that happens today or as soon as possible. I call for the minister to revert back to the March agreement that was put in place by his predecessor, which would ensure that fourth-year interns would be paid a rate equivalent to a healthcare assistant and that those first two third years would be offered temporary healthcare assistant contracts. That's the temporary solution. What I want to see, and I know what those on the front line and student nurses and midwives want to see, is a permanent solution which would put in place a fair allowance and bursary for those first to third years. And then on a permanent basis that we would see those fourth-year interns paid at a healthcare assistant rate. That's what the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation is looking for. That's what SIPTU's Health Division is looking for and other healthcare trade unions.
Okay.
And that's what those student nurses and midwives want.
I think the government agreed to publish the report into student nurses' conditions, so you won't be long waiting for that, one would assume. Would it be fair to say that this motion put forward today, and there was a previous motion which the government did vote against some months ago, would it be fair to describe this motion today as a pared back version of that previous motion?
No, I don't believe so. It's a call to action. And what I want is the government to act. It isn't simply about putting down motions, because I've spoken to hundreds of student nurses and midwives. And I know, Cormac, that politicians say they meet hundreds of people all of the time. But I can tell you genuinely through Zoom calls, I and my party president met hundreds of those student nurses and midwives over the last number of weeks and months. And they're not interested in reports. What they want is action from the minister. So the most important thing is not at all motion or reports, is that the Minister for Health will now act, and one of his first acts
Hang on a second, because the reason some government TDs voted against the previous motion was that it had ancillary motions or ancillary bits attached to it, like the ending of student fees and so on, and they found that the overall package was $2,000 to vote in favour of it, because there would have been knock-on effects. It seems to me that this motion put forward this evening, which the government allowed go through, for want of a better term, was a much slimmer version. And as you say, it has a short-term element.
Well, first of all, no, it's short-term and long-term. What I want to see is a solution, Cormac, to the issue of pay and allowances for student nurses and midwives. There may be a whole range of other issues that have to be addressed as well, but this motion was very clear in terms of its intent. And I don't believe that was the only reason why the government voted against the last motion that was brought before the Dáil, because it was very clear that the Minister for Health at the time, and indeed the government, had no intention of moving on this issue, or at least were very slow. So I welcome the fact that we are seeing progress. It's happened because of the huge pressure that has come through a campaign by those student nurses and midwives. And I have to say, I was inspired by many of the testimonies I've heard from them. They are really wonderful, talented people that want to work in the Irish healthcare system. And I've said directly to the Minister for Health that if we want all of those people who are coming through the undergraduate programmes to stay and work in the Irish healthcare system, we have to value them, we have to respect them, and we have to put in place fair and reasonable solutions to their demands for pay and allowances.
Then you will have other people like paramedics or Gardaí or the fire brigade or student teachers, all of those maybe in when they're studying to be paramedics or Gardaí or fire brigade or teachers in their student days, they will look for now an increased allowance, or they will look for some kind of payment if they're not getting it already. How do you deal with that?
Well, listen, I've engaged with a huge amount of people on this issue and have watched the public reaction, and I think there is a recognition of the unique nature of training for nurses and midwives. It's obviously a very difficult and a very challenging job, as are other jobs, of course, and there is a training and education element to the undergraduate programme that I support. My point to you is that we turn out some of the best graduates in the world, but many of them leave, and there are other circumstances where graduates and where people in training and college get some sort of supports. These student nurses, the vast majority of them get nothing. There's a €50 allowance for some that happen to be some distance away from the placements or where they are placed. And what they're looking for is fairness and a reasonable response. And I don't believe it's unreasonable for those graduates who are not just doing training and education. When they step onto a ward, it is real work. And if you listen to any of the testimonies that were read into the record of the Dáil, or if you engage with a student nurse or midwife, you will hear from them at first hand what their experience is. They love their job, they love their profession, they want to stay. And I suppose for two reasons we should do this. One, because it's fair, but two, we have a vested interest to speak to them and send out a very loud message. We
and
want
to retain
them, to stay
them as
here.
Well. Can I ask you before I let you go? The Freedom of Information request by your colleague Piers Doherty has revealed that when the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar posted the new GP contract to the head of a rival doctors group, Máthú O'Toole, that the then Minister for Health, Simon Harris, was still trying to obtain a copy of it. What's the next step here, in your opinion?
Well, obviously, it again raises questions for the Taoiseach, and this FOI response, I think, raises serious questions, not just for the Taoiseach, but also for the Minister for Higher Education. And the first point I'd make is that we were told that that document was leaked to Máthú O'Toole for benign reasons, because the Taoiseach at the time wanted to win support for a GP contract. What we see in these letters that have been recovered by Piers Doherty is that the Minister for Health, on a Monday, around the same time as the document was leaked, but it was after the document was leaked, but it was on a Monday, he had sought a copy of the report from his own department. There was a bit of pushback because it was still in draft form. He had to write a second time and almost demand that the document be sent to him, and eventually it was. But there was a separate email sent to him where it was made very clear that the document should not be published. And
so do you think Leo Varadkar needs to clarify what happened?
Absolutely, he needs to clarify it. We've already tabled a motion of no confidence in the Taoiseach, so we can't table a motion of no confidence again. It raises question marks for all of those Fianna Fáil and Green Party TDs that rode in behind
so
the lame excuses.
Are you calling for another Dáil statement on the issue, are you?
Well, obviously, we need to have accountability, whether it's a Dáil statement or for the Taoiseach to respond. But listen, okay, the reality is that this Taoiseach has responded to this issue time and again. He simply is incapable of taking responsibility. Okay. And what this shows people is that this wasn't for benign reasons.
We'll hear what he has to say. David Cullinan, Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, thank you very much.